The District of Port Hardy's Chief Administrative Officer, Corporate Officer Heather Nelson Smith, is in the running for a very prestigious award. Namely, the Inspiring Wonder Woman Award, Vancouver Island 2024. According to the website, the Inspiring Wonder Woman Awards are a distinguished celebration dedicated to honoring the exceptional contributions of women throughout our community. Our awards shine a spotlight on the transformative work of women across various sectors, showcasing their profound influence and inspiring future generations. We are steadfast in our commitment to acknowledging and celebrating the diverse contributions of women, fostering a culture of recognition and appreciation that highlights their vital roles in shaping a better world. The website also noted the awards are a prestigious annual event that honors and celebrates the remarkable achievements of women who shape our community. This initiative is dedicated to recognizing and uplifting extraordinary women whose impactful contributions span diverse fields such as community service, leadership, arts, education, and beyond. We believe in the power of these stories to inspire others and foster positive change. Nelson Smith spoke in depth with the Gazette about the nomination, which can be read in full below. How did it feel to be nominated for the Inspiring Wonder Woman Award, Vancouver Island 2024? I am honored to be considered for this award. I really appreciate that there are so many other women deserving of this nomination, and I hope that people will nominate their Wonder Woman. You've been working in the local government sector for 20 years now, is that correct? I have been in local government for 20 years, starting on January 4th. I began in Port Clements as the deputy clerk treasurer and worked there for over 7 years. Then, we moved to Alert Bay for 4 years and I have been here in Port Hardy now for almost 10. Is there any projects you are most proud of working on over the years? Being part of the Port Clements Multiplex project was an incredible opportunity, and I'm deeply grateful for the experience. In Alert Bay, the skate park was a significant achievement, and in Port Hardy, there have been many accomplishments, especially in recreation. The pool upgrades and the new skate park stand out, and I'm proud to see that project finally come to fruition. When I was hired, I was told to build a skate park like Alert Bay's, and we delivered something even better. However, my most meaningful contributions in Port Hardy extend beyond infrastructure. Strengthening communication and collaboration with community service groups and nations has been a key focus, particularly in supporting harm reduction and outreach. Initiatives like the Situation Table and securing grant funding for the Salvation Army have had a lasting impact. What originally inspired you to become involved in local government work? I wouldn't say inspiration led me to local government, it came after I stepped into the role. What truly inspired me was the sense of community and collaboration within the field. If you had an issue, people across the province were ready to help, offering bylaws, policies, best practices, and advice, freely and without hesitation. Early on, I realized I wanted to work in an environment where local governments and communities support one another rather than operating in silos or keeping knowledge to themselves. Everyone benefits when we share resources and experiences, which inspires me the most. I give back as much as I can. Volunteering on boards like the Local Government Management Association and the Municipal Insurance Association allows me to stay connected for the betterment of my community and give back to those from whom I have gained so much. Is there anything else you would like to mention? I want to say thank you to the nominators, what an honor. But really, I want to thank those who make my job that much easier, the staff, volunteers, and contractors who support the citizens of Port Hardy. They make my job so rewarding and ensure that the community is supported. Also, I am very fortunate to have worked with a caring and inspired mayor and council over the years, ensuring that our strategic direction is focused on the community and its people. To learn more about the awards, go to http://www.inspiringwonderwoman.org/.